The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. If you're not, well, you're a loser and missing out. So get it together. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya is designed with you in mind and has a ton of cool new features like curated shareable playlists and collections made just for you, along with personalized recommendations to help with content discovery. And the best part is, it's super easy to use. It's definitely my favorite listening app, and I'm sure it will be yours too. So do yourself a favor and download Himalaya today, and be sure to follow my show, Worst Firsts, once you're there. Bye. Okay, everybody. You're loving that cool intro music. I'm so happy with it. I used to have the lamest intro music, and now my intro music is so much better. It's
just like the old school rad. circus music?
No, it's like the that was more like my first. My first yeah, intro music was like horrible. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was horrible. Now it's like actually decent. It's actually kind of cool, which is nice, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Studio 71. You guys are the best. Guys, my guest today, he is a very, very funny man, and he's a ginger, which we love on the show. We love some gingers. We had Andrew Santino on, your fellow nice. Ginger. And Steve, say if I'm saying your last name, Hofstetter.
That is correct.
Did I do it right?
You did it right.
Oh,
I also appreciate
God.
You wearing a matching shirt.
I so did. I knew you were coming, so I wore an orange shirt because I wanted to make you feel more at home.
I appreciate that.
I wanted to make you... Did yeah. you see the MIA video where she murders all the redheads?
I have. I have seen that. And I mean, I understand that it's like it's supposed to show that like if you hate a group of people for what they look like, it's ridiculous.
Yes.
But I think
it was kind of gnarly.
It more just encouraged people to kill redheads. People.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Dude, yeah. If you guys haven't seen this video, you need to look up the artist MIA. I don't remember which song it was. You?
I don't remember the song.
But there's a video, if you just put up MIA killing redheads video, it's like the most gnarly thing where it's like
yeah.
all these redheads just
getting
murdered.
Yeah, they like go and like hunt down, they're like hunting people
yeah.
down for being a redhead, which is not far off from how I grew up. So
you Do you know a lot of redhead facts?
I think I know a good amount of redhead facts.
Like what percentage of people in the world are redheads?
Under 2%.
Under 2%?
Yeah.
So you're like really rare.
I am even more rare because I'm also Jewish.
You're
so,
really Jewish.
Which
guy.
Is also less than 2%. And it's also not like a huge cross section of people. So there aren't a ton of redheaded Jews. But when I meet one, it's, you know, we just
you guys have like
bond.
A weird like avatar connection. There's like a Absolutely. You guys touch tails and like
yeah.
the world.
Sometimes
kinda...
when I move my arm, they move their arms, you know?
I love that. Wait, so Hofstetter's German.
It is, but I have a crazy story about how I got the name.
Okay, you want to tell that?
So,
is that part of your worst first?
No, that's just
it's
my
a story.
Origin story,
just
I guess.
So it's just a
yeah, I'll
a
just
origin.
Tell it quickly.
I try to make your life story a bad story. I'm like, so yeah. your origin story of your name is the worst?
My origin story of the name, it's kind of badass. So during the Franco-Prussian War, uh-huh. my family's last name was Alperovich.
Wow,
and
totally.
Yeah, you know, we were Russian, Ukrainian, and Polish.
Uh-huh.
And so then they, oh, were you trying to?
She's just going to love you on
jump
you.
Jump down there?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So meanwhile, the Hofstetters were wealthy.
Uh-huh.
And they paid us to pretend to be them to go to war on their behalf so that they wouldn't have to go to war. Because, you know, this is, you know, pre-Google.
They paid your family members
to pretend
so they didn't have to go to battle?
Yeah, because there was conscription.
What
and
a bunch
so,
of assholes.
Yeah, but we lived, and so we kept the more prestigious name. And so... I come from a family of hired mercenaries, I guess.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. But also, because I'm a comic, all the time, like, if people see my name, whether it's, like, in the paper on a marquee or whatever it is, you know, they want to come to a show and see if we're related, and I just say, are you Jewish? And if they are a Jewish Hofstetter, then, like, 90% of the time they came from the same,
wow.
you know, from that origin. Every now and then it's like through marriage, but for the most part it's
people come to see you because they see your name and feel related?
That happens sometimes. Yeah, I'll get
people. We have the same last name. I thought we could hang out. Oh my God.
I get that. I had a college show where I had a distant cousin at the school, and he was like a really sweet kid, but he just...
So you're like, I don't want to hang out with this loser.
Well, no, he wasn't popular. He was a younger kid.
Yeah, so he's a loser.
Yeah, yeah, I don't...
You're like,
it was great because he, you know, and the show was hosted by a sorority. And so, like, there were all these, like, very attractive women there, like, talking to me after the show. And he was just kind of standing there. I'm like, hey, this is my cousin.
Oh,
come say hi to my cousin. No, I was trying to help him.
I didn't care.
I didn't care about these college kids,
you're like,
you know?
Put your Dungeons and Dragons cards away. I'm trying to introduce you to chicks.
I'm trying
God
to get you
damn
laid,
it,
man.
Trevor. Yeah. Get your shit together.
Yeah,
oh,
so,
my God.
So sometimes it's, you know, it's good.
What a cool story about your last name, though.
It's a crazy story. And it's something I didn't find out until I was 22.
Did anyone in your family ever keep the real last name?
I'm sure I have, you know, there are Alperoviches that I'm probably related to through the years, but that was, you know, 150 years ago, and so anyone who descended from that
is so crazy.
It's a nutty origin story.
I just, like, it's so funny because the whole podcast is about worst first, and it's about your worst experiences, but I just, like, love meeting people and learning about them. So, like, I just want to keep asking you so many more questions. Also,
sure.
Are you an East Coaster?
I got bad shit we can get to, too. From Queens.
I can tell, yeah, your accent. So you grew up in Queens.
Yeah, but it's weird. Most people can't tell.
I heard it in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
impressive.
Like, he's not even from L.A., which
where
I
are you
love.
Where are you from?
Philly.
Okay, so.
Yeah, but I don't sound like I am anymore.
No. I barely even could tell that you would beat someone up.
I know, so, but I would.
Yeah.
I would beat someone
if you're
up
from
if I had
you know,
to.
Philly's a tough city.
I'll scrap.
Philly, ironically, the city of brotherly love.
So ironically.
But it's a very fighting city.
Everyone's angry there.
Yeah. It's the only city. They booed Santa Claus.
Oh, we're the worst.
They have. They had a courthouse in the stadium where the Eagles played.
Yeah,
they had a courthouse because so many people were getting arrested. They decided this will be faster.
Yeah. Because people are fucking crazy like about the fucking Eagles, like they're insane, like they can't chill the fuck out. I mean, I love you, Philly. I mean, I'm from Philly, so I love you, but it's so funny. I took my husband there for Christmas last year, and we're walking down the street, and like it was just us walking down the street and like one person walking the other way, and it's in the morning, and he'd be like, good morning, and they just wouldn't say shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, whoa, everyone's like mean here. And I was like, it's not that they're mean, they just, it's like head down, keep to yourself.
In New York, I always say that we have shit to do.
Yeah,
we're not rude.
Yeah,
we're busy.
Yeah.
And so whenever I go back to New York, and because I love living in LA.
Right.
But whenever I go back to New York, and the first time, it's going to sound so stupid, but the first time someone bumps into me without apologizing, I do get a sense of like home.
Oh.
You know, like there's a moment where I'm just like.
That coldness.
Yeah. That's
welcomes
that's us.
You like an old friend.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's hilarious. And I'm so sensitive. Like, I'm always apologizing. Like, I say sorry at least like 10 times a day for like things I don't need to be sorry for. And like, I get offended like easily. Like you said, I was at Starbucks Coffee Bean this morning. Don't want to mess that up.
Yeah.
And this lady,
because if you were at Starbucks, the coffee was probably more bitter than you were.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Well, I can't even drink coffee because I have anxiety. I just go for the chocolate like a 7-year-old. I'm like, just have some chocolate drinks, please.
Perfect.
But yeah, so I have my hands full. I'm holding the dog and I have the drink in my hand and this lady's in front of me and she opened the door and I'm literally right behind her and she just let it close on me. And I was just like, that is so fucking rude.
Yeah.
I just don't get people like that.
I believe that there's a certain quid pro quo when it comes to
what does that
being
even mean quid
someone.
Pro quo? I've heard it
equal
before.
Equal exchange.
Equal exchange?
Yeah, like quid pro quo is basically this for that.
Okay, got it.
Pretty much.
You seem really smart.
So I know like three things, and
oh
we've
God,
already
dumbass,
discovered
like,
two of them.
Thanks for being on my podcast.
We're really smart. We just happen to be, it's like Slumdog Millionaire. These are the things I happen to know.
You just touch on the shit that you know.
Exactly.
You use every opportunity to throw on the shit you know. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Sorry. So,
like if you hold the door for someone,
uh-huh.
like you're not obligated to hold the door for someone.
No.
And if you hold the door for someone, they're not obligated to say thank you.
No, but it's
but
nice.
But if you hold the door for someone and they don't say thank you, you have every right to stop holding the door for them. Because they have not given their portion of it. Exactly.
Drop
boom.
It midway.
Absolutely. Boom. Be like, I gave you this opportunity. All you had to do was say something.
You slam it in their face.
Yeah, exactly. Hot coffee goes everywhere. Yeah, be like, well, you know, we had a chance.
Oh, you better be fucking nice. Oh, yeah. My God. Can you imagine? Yeah, that's true.
I imagine that very often.
You know what's funny? I've been reading quotes like that later. Like, stop expecting things from people. Like, your true happiness will come when you stop expecting things from people. But I'm like, why can't you just be fucking nice? Like, it sucks. Like, L.A., everyone's out for themselves. I mean, this has been happening to me so much lately. I was in our parking lot to go park, to go to the post office, and it's a really small parking lot. And I was waiting for the car in front of me was backing out, and there was a huge line of cars behind me, but we were all waiting for spots. There was nowhere to park, so they had nowhere to go anyway, right? So I'm waiting for this car to back out, and the guy behind me, when the car backs out, swoops around me and parks in the spot.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
I could not believe it.
Yeah.
Like, I actually was like, and I couldn't even stop and yell at him because there was nowhere else to park.
It's that Anchorman quote. I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
I was just like, it was like, unfucking believable.
Yeah.
Like, unashamed, just was like, I'm more important than you, went around my car and took the spot. I had my blinker on and everything, and went from behind me.
I mean,
it's like...
I had a guy who...
the worst.
It was one of these things where, like... all of a sudden, there's no arrow on the road. The lane just kind of ends. Yeah. And you got to merge over.
Yeah.
So I merge over.
Uh-huh.
I even threw my blinker on. It was last second, but I threw my blinker on. I merged over.
Yeah.
Guy didn't have to hit his brake or anything, but in his mind, I have now taken what is rightfully his.
Oh, God.
And I get, you can get a little annoyed if you think someone cut you off. He's probably not paying enough attention to understand why I merged over.
Right.
So he just thinks I cut him off.
Right.
In his reality, that's what I did. Okay, fine. You can get mad at someone who cut you off.
Right.
But he then proceeds to, like, try to drive up next to me.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
I'm not going to let this road rage thing happen.
Oh, no.
So every time he gets, like, right near me, I'll hit the brake. So he goes, like, past, whatever.
Yeah,
like, I'm trying to, you know, avoid this, whatever. I take a turn. He takes the turn. I'm like, what is this?
Oh,
so finally,
finally,
he pulls up next to me. And he just starts screaming because I'm like, I'll just get this over with. So I let him, pulls me next to me. He just starts screaming. And when he's done, I just go, have a wonderful day, sir. Like, in the most earnest way possible.
Did you really?
Yeah, just to try to, like, make it seem like I'm just this, like, happy, slow guy who's just like.
That is so
just
'cause funny.
That's the only way to defeat that, because all he wants is for me to fight back.
Right, of course.
The only thing he wants is to fight with me. And so I'm just like, have a great day, sir. Like, just
you know what? Honestly, that was the best choice you could have made.
Yeah, it was maybe survival instinct.
But it's so smart because if you think about it, like, if someone comes at you with so much anger, and you just meet them with mellow kindness, like, they really don't know what to do with it.
Yeah,
like, people don't know what to do with it. Even like at home, like, if my husband's mad at me, and he like gets so angry, I'm not a fighter, believe it or not. Even though I'm from Philly, like, I don't like confrontation or fighting.
That's why they kick you out.
Exactly. That's why I live in LA now. So he will get mad at me for something, be like, rah, like, all angry, and I'm just be like, okay, babe, like, I love you, and like, he'll just be like. People don't know what
fight.
To do with it. They can't keep it up. Like, there's this old adage. It's not really an adage. It's like a thing. It's called dropping the towel. Have you heard of that?
No.
So, like, say
is
you
this
and
in,
I
like a locker room.
Well, okay. I mean, it's just in life. Like, say for instance, you and I
keep
were holding a towel, right?
Yeah.
And you know, we're pulling back and forth, fighting, right? But if one of us lets go.
Yeah.
Then what? What do you have? You just shake it around. Like, you don't have anything. There's no tension.
Right.
So that's what they say. It's called dropping the towel.
Yeah. I always just viewed it as if someone comes at you, physically, if someone comes at you, the best thing to do is step aside and let their weight carry them forward and they'll miss you.
Right, right.
And so I think that's true in confrontations as well.
Okay.
If you can let the person just run right by you.
Have their day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that. I don't like yelling. It's like stressful for me. But yeah, so worse first, obviously.
Okay,
we've already talked about a bunch of worse shit.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
but
I mean, this podcast is just about everything that's the fucking worst.
Okay.
So you have some bad shit.
Of course.
Prepare.
Everybody
does. I love it. Everyone has so much bad shit. Some people come on here and act like nothing bad's ever happened to them.
Those people are either lying or delusional.
They drive me crazy. They come, I don't really have any worse. Really, bitch?
It's like, I had 8 worse yesterday.
Right? Every
like,
day is
pay
the
attention.
Fucking worst.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it.
Yeah,
like, I never know if I'm going to have a fucking anxiety attack or, like, wake up fine. Like, I don't know what the fuck's happening ever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's stressful. Okay, so I'm going to let you tell me
Okay, a worst first. Yeah. So I was trying to think of a good one and something that maybe people haven't done yet.
Yeah.
So I got divorced about 3.5 years ago.
You were married?
I was.
How old are you? Like 34?
I'm 40.
You're 40?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Ginger.
Thank you for the surprise.
What is
I appreciate
it called?
That.
Turmeric don't crack.
Or... Yeah. That...
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Ginger don't crack. It doesn't rhyme. We have to think of something.
Nothing
yeah,
at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Maybe but something about, you know, sunburn and skin cancer. I don't know.
Linger.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So
oh my God, your dog
40.
Is so cute.
She's really sweet.
Thank
so
you very much.
She should be your friend. So she got divorced 3 years
okay,
ago.
Okay, so I got divorced. I had not yet lived in a world with dating apps.
Oh gosh, yeah.
And so I think my worst first is the first time I understood. I know that there are depraved psychopathic men on dating apps.
Oh,
I didn't
yeah.
know there were also depraved psychopathic women.
Oh, so many.
Which,
I'm friends with a lot of them. my girlfriends, like every time they're like, I found a new guy, all I think in my head is like, poor victim.
Yeah.
Like some of them, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like I have some psycho friends.
That
it's
is
kind of scary. Anyway.
Terrifying that you're like still willing to hang out with them when you
I
know
am.
That.
I love
yeah.
them because I'm psycho, but not in the dangerous way like they are.
Okay,
but
nice.
Like you know, you find your own.
Right. Yeah. It's
water seeps its own level.
Exactly. So,
okay. So yeah, psychos. Yeah.
So I was in, you know, I'm on the road. As a comic, it's difficult to date.
Right.
And so I'm on the road, and I match with this really hot girl on Bumble.
Uh-huh.
In Bakersfield, California.
Hell yeah.
Which
the
I'm like,
only
oh,
hot girl in Bakersfield.
Exactly. I'm like, I found the one.
What's wrong with this
yeah,
picture?
But we match at night, and it's Bumble, so she has to message first, and she doesn't, and I go to sleep. I don't think anything of it. The next morning, I wake up to a message from her, and I woke up at like 7:30.
In the morning?
So, yeah, and so
what
she, had, she had messaged me. I got an old dog. So I got to wake up early. So, but also, yes, yeah. I'm.
I notice like really old people get up so early.
Absolutely. And at first I was worried that that's what it was. But then I would occasionally, I don't bring my dog on the road. And when I don't bring him on the road, I can actually sleep in. And I'm
okay,
like,
okay.
Oh, this is because he moves a lot.
Okay,
this
okay,
is, yeah.
Got it.
So she's already messaged me at like probably 6:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Like the timestamp.
She's
and so,
an early riser too.
Exactly. So, I it was just like a general greeting, you know, just like a, you know, good morning
She's
kind
like,
of thing.
Hey, what's
that she
up?
Sent.
Just cleaning up the Wiccan burial I had set up from the night before. Hope you're having a chill morning.
Yeah. She's just
cleaning
like,
the
hey,
goat's blood off the walls.
I'm just about to go to sleep. How are you? So,
hey, the meth's finally wearing off.
Yeah.
I'm just about to hit the sack. Saw your message.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
I know that's nothing to apologize for, but you do apologize a lot.
I,
so,
I do.
So, she. So I send her a message back, and I figure I'm gonna go, you know, try to quality banter here. Mm-hmm. So I say you're up early, either, because she had kids in her profile.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, either it's because of your kids, it's because of your job, or you have a superpower that you know that where you don't need a lot of sleep.
Uh-huh.
Fine, open.
Yeah.
So she writes back and she goes, oh, combination of the first two, but I wish it were that third one.
Uh-huh.
Perfectly fine banter.
Yeah, normal.
I say. Everything's normal for a while.
Yeah.
So I say, oh, too bad. Guess you can't join me for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And she writes back and goes, oh, what's your number? And then I realize, oh, she probably thought I just invited her to breakfast. Like, I wasn't inviting her. I was kidding around because she was busy
and that's
what I was doing.
Right.
So I go, all right, you know, a little early to give someone my number, but I guess, you know, we're having a brief rapport and it seems like I invited her. I can't really be like, no.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that would,
yeah, yeah.
You know?
You're like, oh, I forgot.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what what's your number? 6?
I forget my number.
So, exactly.
Where do I find it in my phone?
So, I have the new phone. I don't know where it is. So, so I give her my number. And she calls me almost right away from a blocked number.
Calls? Ew.
Oh. Ew does not begin to describe what's about
mother?
To happen.
So she, Steve, it's your mother. So, tricked you again.
How did you do such a good impression of my mother
just
then?
Kidding.
That was.
I have some Jews in my family.
It's pretty on the spot. So she calls me.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, like, I'm sharing a suite with another comic. I don't want to wake him up.
Right.
So I go, hey, you know, give me a couple of minutes. I'm leaving the room. So she calls me again, and it's from a blocked number, which I understand. There are definitely women who are like terrified of giving their number to someone because, you know, you could search for stuff, you could find things, a lot of stuff's connected to it. Yeah. So I didn't even think anything of that. And then, so she calls me back again, like just a couple minutes later, I've barely put my shoes on at this point, and I'm just going to like the hotel breakfast.
Right, right, right.
And when she calls me the second time, here's where it gets weird, it sounds like she's crying. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Is she just like desperate for consolation or something? But as I'm talking to her a little bit, I discover very quickly she's not crying. She's masturbating. So that is the appropriate reaction. That is exactly the
right
face.
She's masturbating?
She's masturbating.
On the phone?
On the phone. So she's trying to get me to have phone sex with her, and I'm like, absolutely not. And she's like, why not? I was like, because I have a career to consider. I don't know you. You know, like, and she goes, oh, you don't think I care about my career? I'm like, no, frankly, I don't think you do. I was like, you're calling a stranger and masturbating on the phone with
them. Do you think she was going to record the conversation or
something? I don't know who the hell she is.
Right, right.
I don't know what this is.
You just literally got on
the
phone with her and she's already masturbating.
Yeah, like I won't, I've never taken or sent a dick pic in my life. I've never.
Good.
There are just certain things.
Yeah, you're like, all this Louis C.K. stuff, I don't
want
to be, you know,
I want
to get confused. He's a redhead, I'm a redhead. I don't want to be associated.
People have asked me about that and be like, what do you think of him as a redhead? I'm like, that's not how this works. That's not how, like,
you
we don't just...
You into that too, buddy, huh? Is that a redhead thing?
Yeah, exactly. There's just a council...
unsolicited, huh?
There's a council of redheads.
Right, right,
It's just like Louis and Bill Burr and Santino.
Yes,
and, like,
yes.
We just all
you
decide
You guys all decide,
things.
Like, what, who does what.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be like, Bill, you got the anger. So I'm telling her absolutely not. I do not want any part of this.
Also, it's really early.
It's... Yeah, I'm like, I'm not gonna have phone sex before 9. I mean, come on. Let me at least get my coffee.
Jesus, and where's your kids?
It's probably in the room.
Ew.
No. So, in the trailer.
Right.
So, she keeps trying to get me to have phone sex with her. I'm like, absolutely not. Now, you might think, why didn't you hang up? Well, I'm a comic. That's why I didn't hang up.
It's good for material.
I wanted to know where the fuck this was going.
Right, right.
And I wanted a story when my buddy woke up to be like, get a load of what the hell you just slept through.
Yeah.
So, I go down to the breakfast. And she keeps asking me questions and stuff. And, you know, she's like, how big's your dick? I'm like, I'm not answering anything. I'm not doing anything with this. I'm not,
you know,
et cetera. So then she's like, I guess, she's reaching her end.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, tell me to come. And I realize I can actually say that in front of all these people.
Yeah.
Without it seeming, if I say it in the most flippant way possible.
Right, right, right.
So,
you should come.
The middle, exactly. That's exactly what I did. In the middle of breakfast with these old couples in Bakersfield,
I
just go, you know, I thought about it and I think you should come. And I guess she does or whatever and she hangs up. So then.
Weird.
I send her a message on Bumble. And I don't have her number. I send her a message that just says.
You're like alive?
I just go, here's to having. The rest of your day go as well as your morning just did. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Figuring, all right, I'll just, you know, cheer on top of this. And she writes back and goes, WTF. And I say, no, that's my line. That's what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that was the end of it. I'll never know what the hell it was.
You never kept talking after that?
No. Oh, fuck no. No. Absolutely not. No, unmatched.
Because she was mad at you because you didn't help her come.
Absolutely. I did nothing to help her come. Unless having someone be completely disinterested and laughing at her helps her come, which is possible. People have all kinds of dysfunction.
Oh, my God. That's so weird. What a weirdo, though.
So, yeah, that was definitely one that made me be like, okay, there are weird people.
Who fucking calls somebody?
It's got
to
be a power thing,
right? The
first time
they talk to them and is masturbating.
Well, guys have done that for years.
Well, yeah.
So,
I mean, if she was a dude, I would be like, oh, I could see that. But like a girl being like that, it doesn't really seem like
a girl thing. I'm egalitarian. I think it's high time.
Right.
It's high time that women started flashing with trench coats.
She's just trying to take the power back.
Exactly.
Maybe she thought you were Louis C.K.
Yeah, it's very possible. And she's like,
oh,
I'm
that's not Louis C.K. Never mind.
Yeah.
Unmatched. Just kidding. With that said, guys, we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back on Worst First with Steve Hofstetter. Stetter.
You got it.
Stetter.
Nailed it.
Got it. Okay, we'll be back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're back. Isn't that crazy? I give you no time.
That was great.
I know. Yeah. It's so funny because I always say this in the studio. It's always just like we jump right back into it. But you guys have just sat through a bunch of ads, which I hope weren't so painful. And I hope, you know, some of the things that were advertised were interesting to you, because I try to only put stuff on here that is interesting. Just kidding. I'll put anything on here on anybody who pays me.
I turned down a vape one for mine.
Oh, really? I turned down a vibrator one.
I never got offered a vibrator one.
Yeah, this company, I'm not even going to say the name because I'd be giving a free plug.
Yeah.
But a vibrator company contacted me and they were like, we love you. And you know what's crazy? They wrote me like 5 emails. And I was like, I kept deleting the emails.
They were all shaking.
And they just kept coming. Yeah. They just kept coming. Yeah,
nice.
The emails.
That should be their slogan.
Yeah. So we just will keep coming. No, it was kind of crazy. They just kept writing to me and they were like, we love you, and like using my name and like referencing my videos in the middle of the email, so I would know it wasn't like a chain email, you know? Or like sent to a bunch of people, you know, or template emails. So yeah, they sent me a bunch, and then finally I responded and was like, listen, I don't want to advertise your vibrator. They're like, here's a bunch of people that we've worked with. Every single one was a porn star. I'm like, listen, I've never done porn. Like, yeah, I got big boobs and like they're real and there's a lot of pictures of them online, but not nude. By the way, there is no real nude photo of me online, no matter what you have seen. Yes.
That's
everyone,
crap.
If you Google Brittany Ferland naked, they're not one of those photos is real. Like this guy did a really botched Photoshop job of me standing in the mirror and made my nipples all sideways and crooked. And I was like, that's not fucking me, dude.
So your fake nudes look like Tara Reid's real ones?
Yes. It's fucking terrible. No, they're bad. So they look nuts. But it's like, if you really look at them, you can tell it's Photoshop because it's all blurry and weird and smudged and shit.
Speaking of, we got to go to break. No.
So, he's like, Steve needs a break.
No, the worst solicitations, though, is on Instagram. You get all of these solicitations of like, we can help you grow your Instagram, and it's from profiles that have like 6 followers.
I know, what is that?
It's an oncologist who smokes. Like it's
it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, who is dumb enough to actually do that?
I can get you millions of followers, and you go check them out, and it's literally they have 2.
Yeah.
It's really weird. I don't believe in any of that buying followership. Plus, plus Instagram deletes everybody's shit.
Well, they don't want to. You know, they don't want to use their powers for themselves. They only want to use their powers to benefit other people.
I know. I don't really get that. Yeah, but isn't it kind of funny? Like, people are just so fucking weird online. Like, I mean, any picture of me in a bikini, they'll just like delete the bikini and then put fake tits on it.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God,
this looks terrible. Like, is anyone believing this?
I'm so glad that I don't have to go through stuff like that.
It's horrible. And then there's like one video that I saw that was on like YouPorn or whatever, one of those dumb sites. And it was a girl who...
Dumb sites, how dare you?
I mean, you know, whatever. If it's been useful. But like there was a girl who kind of looks like me. Like I actually even for a minute was like, whoa, that kind of looks like me fucking this guy. And I was like, but it wasn't me. But it's titled Brittany Ferland having sex. And I'm like, I'm not this person. It sucks because it looks like me.
Here's the difference between
that
you and I, Brittany.
Sucks.
You have people who are like, your body doubles apparently are doing porn.
Yes.
And the only guy that I've ever had that I'm like, that guy really looks like me, like I thought it was me for a second, was like a guy on Jeopardy.
Like, I thought you were going to be like one of those wanted signs at a truck stop.
No, not even cool enough for that.
There's a guy on Jeopardy. Well, at least he was smart.
There was a dude on Jeopardy who like... Because all the time...
Was he doing well?
Anytime there's a... I think so. But anytime there's a redhead, anything... People all the time send me pictures of like, oh, hey, looks like your body double's driving a bus in Glasgow. And it's just like
a redhead that looks nothing like you. It's just a redhead.
Sometimes it's just a guy with glasses. And like, I used to reply... And just
it's just like a
Haha.
Banana with glasses. You're like, that's a fucking banana with glasses.
Like, how dare... All right, it looks a little bit like me, but I wear different glasses. So the... like, recently, someone sent me one. And I didn't reply.
Oh, no.
And then... Because it's like, when am I going to reply to everything? And then they like wrote this whole thing about like, hey, I was just kidding. I just thought you'd find it funny, man.
What was it?
And it was just a guy that didn't look like me. And I was like, what am I going to...
You're like, it's not funny.
Yeah, what am I going to reply to this? Like, oh, thank you, generic joke that I've seen 1,000 times.
Oh,
but when I got sent the Jeopardy guy, holy shit.
He really looked like you.
Like, when I...
Thought it was your brother.
When I got... there was one
You're
picture...
You're like, did I go on Jeopardy?
There was one picture where I was like, did I own that sweater? Like, did I actually own, the, you know, because it looked like me like 10 years younger.
Yeah.
And, but the internet's amazing because I posted the picture and I go, I want to find out who this guy is. And within like an hour,
you
I knew his name,
was.
His job, and where he lived. And so I reached out to him on LinkedIn.
Someone
sent me his LinkedIn.
Why LinkedIn?
Because someone sent that to me. That's how I found out.
He doesn't have an Instagram, just someone, a LinkedIn.
Yeah, well, because they found out his name and where he was from the Jeopardy intro, and then they like narrowed it down, and they go, oh, yeah, he's an engineer in this place, so this is him.
Oh, my God.
So I messaged him, and apparently he's gotten told that he looks like me before, but like I reached out, and it turned out I was doing a show. He lived right outside of San Francisco. I was doing a San Francisco show like a week later, and I was like, come to the show. I'll get you tickets. We just have to take a picture at the show.
Yeah.
So we absolutely did. But in person,
you didn't look like him.
It just made me feel old.
Oh,
you know,
it just made me feel.
Yeah, it was just like, because when I look at the picture, I go, look, that guy's like a younger me. And then when we take a picture together, I'm like, I'm just an old version of him. And so it wasn't as fun.
How old was he? You don't look old at all, so he must look really young.
Well, he's
like 17.
He's like, I think, late 20s.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I got 10 years on him.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You don't look
so
I appreciate that. I would tell you. Thank you. I'm really honest. I'd be like, yeah, you look kind of old. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you would.
There's
like,
things you can do for that.
I probably would have walked in here and you'd have just been like, eh. Like, just immediately.
I just throw up.
Yeah. Be like, well, can
get
we have a different guest?
Get this guy some Botox. Come on. Yeah. I told you no wrinkles on this podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Have you ever done that Botox?
I've never done any sort of artificial enhancements whatsoever.
You don't say.
I've never. Yeah, I know. If I did, although the standard joke I would do whenever I would get like made up for TV, I would say to the makeup artist, I would try to, you know, you try to break the ice a little bit. You're sitting in that chair for an
hour. Right, right, right.
And so
an hour?
I would just say, well, usually you're sitting waiting. Yeah, as a guy.
She just keeps putting layers of fucking foundation. Yeah,
it depends on who it is. Usually I'm in and out in 5 minutes, but like every now and then I've been like a half hour. I'm like, what are you trying to do?
Yeah.
And so what I would do is I would just be like, hey, can you make me look tan? It's a stupid dad joke, but like,
they actually try.
It's fun to see because usually someone's like, ah, ha, ha, I can't do that.
Right.
Sometimes it's just someone's like really trying, and then sometimes it's abject fear. Like sometimes the reaction is like, but I can't. I'm like, I know. I can't be tan. I'm never going to be tan.
Gosh.
I'm never going to spray tan. I'm never going to like, don't worry about
it. You've never gotten a tan.
I've never. I mean, this is me tan.
You just get red.
Pretty much, yeah.
If you go on the sun.
Yeah, my arms darken a little bit because they've been out there enough.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I just get more freckles. Eventually, it'll just be one.
Giant.
Yeah, that's the only
freckle.
Way. I'm so pale that the way I can like look more tan, I'm like see-through. I can just stand in front of a black guy and then like I'll look a little.
Because you can see through his contrast through you.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so
crazy. I'm a very pale person, yeah.
Wow, I didn't even think about that, like that you just can't ever get a tan.
Yeah, I can't tan. There are just certain things I can't do in life.
You'll just get more freckles?
Yeah, I pretty much just freckle up. My shoulders are
super
freckled.
Do you have to like get checked for skin cancer a lot?
I guess I should be.
Are your parents redheads?
No, neither one. They're both carriers.
One.
Yeah.
So they just have the gene.
Hopefully.
But either
otherwise,
but the grandparents,
I belong to
somebody
someone
else. Has to be a redhead.
I definitely have a decent number of cousins and aunts and stuff.
So it just runs in the family.
Yeah, like I have an aunt who has three sons. They're all redheaded.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, and because she married a redhead, and I guess she's, you know, you're 50-50 when you're
right,
a carrier.
Right, 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 right.
So, and I'm one of four kids. Three are biological.
Right.
So, you know, the chance, it should be a 1 in 4 chance, and it was really a 1 in 3.
Did your other brothers and sisters, or are they just regular?
No, so I have another one of my sisters is redheaded.
Oh.
So it's 2 out of 3 are redheads, which is definitely defies the odds.
Right.
Yeah, because it should be, you know, it should be, I guess, 50-50 on each.
You guys are
resets,
starting to take over the world.
We are, slowly but surely.
Trump's all worried about Mexicans. You should be worried about you guys.
Exactly. It's like some of our best.
Slowly creeping up. Like, I'm just kidding.
Sending a lot of bad people.
Oh,
a lot of
no.
bad, pale people. Very sensitive to pain.
Oh, my God.
By the way, are you guys
sensitive to pain? Is that a fact?
It's weird. We're both sensitive to pain, and painkillers and, like, numbing stuff doesn't work on us as well. And so, like, when I go to the dentist, I have to wait an extra, like, if they ever have to numb part of my mouth.
Right.
I've learned, give it another 10 minutes. because it, and give me an extra shot of it because it takes, it just takes more.
Do you think you can take more drugs than the regular person?
I haven't tried, but maybe.
You've never tried any drugs?
I've never done any drugs.
None?
I used to drink, but I've never done any drugs. Not even Coke. That's the low hanging fruit. Usually pot is the.
I assume like everyone in LA over 18 has tried Coke, which is a horrible assumption.
I think a lot of people have for sure.
Yeah.
It's always fun whenever, like when I'm on the road, if like, because I'll make fun of meth sometimes.
Yeah.
And like people say to me, they're like, oh, like there's no meth problem where you're from. I'm like, I'm from New York and I live in LA. We deal cocaine like adults.
Yeah.
There aren't really meth problems in New York and LA.
Right.
Crack, sure.
Yeah.
But you know, that's our, we've already been through it.
Meth, like, is gnarly.
Yeah, I don't understand how anyone... Okay, there are brilliant songs that have been written on pot,
right,
and LSD and all kinds of stuff. There's businesses that have been launched on cocaine.
Right.
No one's ever...
And then the song for meth is like that song that was like... Remember that song?
Yes.
I don't even know what it's called. This is ridiculous.
I don't think there's ever been anything... And I'm curious if a listener or viewer can challenge this.
Yeah, any cool artists who have done meth?
Well, and
leave it in the comments.
I know that like Fergie was on meth, but I mean,
yeah,
like
she was.
Anything.
I heard
but
that
meth,
too.
But meth derailed her career.
It did, yeah. And like, then she got clean and came back.
Right? Did anyone? Has anyone on meth? Has anyone on meth produced? Has meth ever led to something good?
Probably just more meth.
Is there one example of
like,
meth?
I figured out how to make more.
Exactly.
Oh,
like now
God.
I have all the meth.
Yeah, I'm scared of drugs now. Like it's weird. I after like my mid-20s, I was just like, I just want to live. Like it got weird. I was like.
So you were like really into drugs and then you were like, no.
I mean,
more.
I was never like really into drugs because I've always been kind of a psycho. Like I was going to say crazy, but like I've just always been kind of mentally unstable. So like I've already been like living on the edge.
So life was your drug.
I didn't really need anything to make me feel more deranged in my brain. Like most people would wake up feeling on drugs how I just feel every day. My brain's just kind of wonky, but I, you know, and I noticed when I did do drugs,
you were just naturally on Molly.
I just naturally, I just naturally have this weird thing where like, I either have like a fuck ton of energy or like none at all.
Yeah.
Where I'll be like, I can have like natural like crack energy where you would think I was on crack, where people like have even left in the comments on here like, whoa, slow down on the coke. But I'm not even on coke. I'm not even on any drugs. No, I never was like on coke.
Did you do enough that it might still be there?
No.
Okay.
I did Adderall when I was in college because I had like a focusing problem, obviously a focusing problem. But like,
yeah.
You know, that was the closest to that. And then I did coke a little bit in college, but I didn't, like, love it. You know what I mean? And the weird thing was is, like, I'm already so hyper. So, like, on coke, like, yeah, it was, like, me, but, like, even a little bit more hyper. So it was, like, an animaniac. It was, like, unreal. Like, no one could hang out with me. It was just, like, the Tasmanian devil spinning through the room.
This is you. So this is you in your 30s, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is you in your 30s not on coke.
Yeah.
And you're still this hyper. In your early 20s on coke?
It was a nightmare.
Even...
It was insane. I would just spin around the room like you couldn't even see me. I was like the flash. Like
that's why
like...
you have to wear bright colors.
Yes, exactly.
So
you can keep track of me. But no, it's like so weird because I'm like now I'm like so scared of like every drug because I already feel so weird in my brain all the time that I'm like I don't ever want to feel even more weird.
I grew up terrified of drugs.
Really? Why? Did your parents freak you out about it?
And so did all the school programs.
Oh, DARE? Really? That didn't work for me.
I remember when I was a kid, we found a bunch of drugs.
Where?
So
you're like in my dad's sock drawer. So,
yeah, exactly. Right next to the revolver and
he's like
so
one more redheaded kid and I'm fucking ending this whole family.
Exactly. So it was, we were in the schoolyard, grew up in Briarwood, Queens.
Right.
When I say Briarwood now, people go, oh, that's nice. It'd be like, not in the 80s.
It was bad.
Not in the 80s.
Gentrified.
Absolutely not. Yeah. But so we were in the schoolyard. We used to play stickball all the time.
Yeah.
And there was one day where like we find this, like there's like this briefcase and we're like, oh man,
it's
going to have a bunch of money. You know, like you always
you
know, you see movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And we open it up and it's just drugs.
Like, or, what kind of drugs?
Or shit that looked like drugs.
Like white powder in packages.
It's just a whole bunch of sugar.
In the schoolyard?
I don't know what the fuck it actually was.
Was it just like leaning against a wall? Where was it?
It was like in the corner of the, I don't know if it was like someone dropped it off or someone else or whatever
it
was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, drop it off. None of these kids will get into this briefcase.
Exactly. But we like found it and we were playing stickball.
But
so we had like a bat.
And your nerd friends wanted to play businessman.
Absolutely. We wanted it. We're like, oh, maybe that'll be the briefcase I can take to my first interview.
Who wants to be the businessman?
So you always get to be the businessman. I want to be the businessman. Shut up, Steve. You're the secretary.
Oh, I want to be company man.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So,
Dad.
You really know my childhood. Yeah. So we found it and we just ran. Away from it. We were terrified.
Okay. You left it open?
We're just like, whoever wants this is going to murder us. And so we just ran because we were very scared. We were like 10 or 11 years old. We were very scared. Yeah, it was it was just a bag full of drugs. I don't know if it was like a drug deal gone wrong.
You guys didn't tell your teacher?
Or if it was, this was like a weekend. We would like just go to the schoolyard.
You would go to your schoolyard on the weekends to hang out?
It's where you could play baseball.
Oh my God, I'm dead. If I went anywhere near my school on my day off, I'd be like, get the fuck. Like if I even.
No, we would go to a schoolyard because like, it's not like we had like parks to go to.
Right.
This was like
this
Central
the only
Queens.
Place to go to hang out.
Yeah, this was Central Queens.
There were the
actual baseball fields in the parks that were a long walk away. Were used by like Little League. And so like if you wanted to hang out with your friends and play stickball, you'd go to the schoolyard.
That's insane.
That's what we would do. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that part is not the lame part of the story. The running away from drugs, screaming, that's the lame part of the story.
So then you've just always been scared of drugs.
Always been. I mean, I was scared before that, which is why I ran away from it.
So you drink though?
I did drink. I started drinking.
You don't drink anymore.
I don't drink anymore. I've been sober 15 years.
Good. And then you do smoke weed or no?
No. So I don't do anything.
You're totally sober.
I only got into coffee 2 years ago.
I hate coffee.
Like
coffee
I
just makes
love
you a
it now.
Fucking nightmare.
I love it. Well,
do
that's because you start caffeinated.
I'm already psycho.
Yeah.
I don't need anything to just level me up. No.
You need if there's something that could like take away a caffeinating agent, like that would help. But no, I drank a cup of coffee for the first time 2 years ago. And
the first time,
the
two
first time,
years
I never
ago,
tried it. I never
and
tried
you're 40?
It.
40?
Yeah. I never tried it. And I was going to, my buddy and I went to spring training. We're big baseball fans.
Uh-huh.
And so we went to spring training and I took a red eye and then I had to go to a day game and I was really tired. He's a big coffee guy. So he was like, I'm going to stop and get a cup of coffee. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll try one.
Try it for the first time.
And
did
I
he
tried
know you were
it.
Trying it for the first
yes,
time?
Yes. He was encouraging it. And so I tried it. She's so cute, by
Isn't
the way.
She's so cute.
And so I tried it. And it was just instantly, I was like, yeah,
you
okay, I'm
it.
Up.
You love it.
And right away,
you
I was
just
like. You
took a big shit and then you ran about your day.
I just, absolutely, right there on the field. And so
coffee makes you shit.
But I had it and I was like, oh, the rest of the world's been cheating this whole time.
Yeah, like, it's like the blue pill
this is
from
how
the
I
Matrix.
Right, this is how I can stay awake. This is amazing. And within 3 weeks from the first time I ever tried a cup, I had a Keurig at home. And that's why I don't do cocaine.
You're lucky you love it. Because for me, it just makes my heart pound out of my chest. I sweat. I can't handle it.
I don't have more
pains.
Than a cup a day.
Yeah,
that's the important thing.
Shake.
And every now and then, there might be like a very specific reason where where I'll need to stay up for something.
Right.
But for the most part, I always get a small one. I don't understand the people who get like that giant fucking cup of coffee and like three times a
that
day.
It just gives me anxiety thinking about it. Like the people who are like, I'll have 17 espresso shots, please.
Yeah, and I'm just like, it's how like, does this have any effect on you anymore? Like, if this is not. This
I mean, it is, if you think about it, caffeine is a drug, they say.
It is, for
and
sure.
And people get addicted to it, and people getting in line for their Starbucks every day, they're addicted to it, they need the energy.
Yeah.
And then, just like drugs, if you do it for long enough, your effect wears off.
I absolutely crave it.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
I crave the ritual of it.
Yeah.
I crave, like, when people get, like, the iced coffee, I'm like, no, I want the little sip. Like,
right.
That's part of it to me.
Right.
I want the little sip. I want the to-go cup. I can't stand when you go to one of those places and they give you, like, a fucking flat bowl. Almost like the mug is just so wide.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the places that are trying to be like more hipstery or whatever,
right,
they give you that wide. And I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to drink it? You want to give me a spoon for this coffee also? Like, how am I supposed to drink this?
Here's your bowl of coffee, sir.
It's ridiculous.
Go
and
lap
so,
it up in the corner like a cat.
That's what we want you to do. And so, like, I'll even in those places, I'll always get it to go.
Yeah.
Even if I'm going to sit there and drink it, so they give me that fucking
cup
with the lid.
You're like, I want the
so
sippy
I can actually
cup.
Drink.
I want the sippy cup.
But also, you know, being on the road as much as I am, like having that, you know, stopping and getting that cup and, you know, sipping a little bit while I'm driving, like that's, It's a nice ritual. I like it.
It is. I love that. I mean, a lot of people agree with you. I don't like coffee, so I don't agree with you, but I get it.
But that's also why I don't want to do cocaine, because what is the best case scenario? I don't like it.
It's going to amp you up, and you're not going to be able to come down until it wears off.
Yeah.
That's what sucks.
I don't want that. I don't want that at all.
Yeah, you don't want to do that then.
Yeah, I don't. The same.
It does make you very amped up.
And you're going to start relying on that shit. The same way that, like, a friend of mine was like, hey, you're divorced.
Yeah.
You're you know, this was 2 years ago. So it's like, you're divorced. You're in your late 30s.
Yeah.
Go get Viagra. And I'm like, I'm fine, thanks. And he's like, no, you don't understand.
Why would you need that?
Whether or not you need it, it's fun.
Oh,
he's
weird.
Like, because you can just have sex for like 4 hours. And I'm like, first of all, I got
he's
shit
like,
to
dude,
do.
He's like, dude, you can have a boner for 7 weeks. It's fucking great.
Yeah, and I'm like,
he's
I
just
got,
a boner while he's talking to you.
I got emails
he's
to
like,
answer.
I got to use my
you know?
Boner to dial
like,
your phone.
Hold on, let me get my hat. And just like, and he was saying like, oh, because it's fun and you get to do, you know, like wild, crazy things with it. And I'm like, but then you need it. You know,
then you can't live without it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's for old
like,
guys. Don't even do that.
Yeah, I think that is for people who can't.
Leave it for old men who like, you know, because as you get really old, your testosterone will drop and you won't even be interested in fucking sex after 50.
I cannot wait. I really want to get to that point.
I mean,
my
husband
life.
And I, everyone's like, thinks my husband's like the most like sexual crazy guy because they've like seen MTV Cribs when he had a sex swing in his house. But like, he's going to be 57 this week.
Yeah.
And, like, we, like, cuddle and watch Netflix, like, 90% of the time.
That's how to
like,
do it.
Like, it's not, like, a fucking, you know, it's not like we're fucking pounding meat. Like, we're literally, like, you know, that's just what happens. And that's, like, normal for guys when you get older.
Yeah. I really look forward to that. I feel like I'll get a lot of my time back.
You're more chill. Too. Yeah. Like, I just feel like guys are so driven by their hormones and sex when they're younger. And it's like, it kind of blurs the lines a little bit because you're like, oh, I just want to fuck. Like, fuck, this girl's hot. Like, fuck, I'll fuck her. And then you end up in like gnarly situations with like psycho girls. But yeah, like, I feel like once that is taken out of the equation a little bit, I think guys, I mean, not all guys mellow out, but some of them do.
Yeah, there's that phrase, never stick your dick in crazy.
Yes.
And like, there's a reason for that.
Yes.
Because we all have to be told that.
Yes.
Because otherwise we're like, well, why not? Because
sometimes crazy is really good looking.
And
then
sometimes
you're like,
crazy will cut it off.
Yeah, fucking, you won't get like, that dick back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's the last place you'll ever
transaction.
Put it. Yeah.
Do you have any more worse first before, and I want to talk about your podcast too before
absolutely.
We leave, but do you have any more that you want to share?
I have a worse first story about sticking my dick in crazy, actually.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I thought the masturbating chick was insane enough.
Well, but
okay.
I never met up
right,
with her.
Right, right, yeah. Love
this,
to hear
this
it.
Was where, this is actually where I learned to be like discerning.
Okay.
And so this was, God, this had to be about a decade ago.
Uh-huh.
So it was before I got married.
Uh-huh.
And I met this girl at a show, which first of all,
don't
be,
meet
be careful
fans.
Doing that. Be
don't meet fans.
That.
I always tell comics that, like girls that come up to comics at shows, I'm just making sure because the new, my, okay, great.
Yeah.
Girls who meet comics at shows are fucking, they're like scary.
Yeah.
Like, they've followed you to get there, or they think you're really funny, and, like, they just want to be like, Klah! Like, it's kind of...
It is definitely, I would say, the odds, like, the percentages on that are probably, like, 80-20 against
just
you.
It's really cute. Sorry, I'm
going
to take a picture really quick.
No,
but anyway,
absolutely.
Keep talking. Go.
So you
met a girl at a show. She
so
came up
I
to
met
you.
A girl at a show. Well, she was part of the... She was part of, like, the people who were organizing the show, but she was kind of, like, peripherally related.
Right.
So here, we'll just... Should we pose?
We got it.
Okay,
it's
we got
so
it.
It's so cute.
Cool.
It's great.
So she was like peripherally related to the show, but we kept in touch and, you know, started messaging on Facebook. This was a while ago and people actually cared about Facebook.
Right, Facebook, yeah.
And so we're messaging on Facebook, got a little flirty, and I was living in New York at the time and she was like, oh, you know, I'm going to be there this summer. You know, why don't we get dinner? I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
She's, by the
and
way,
so,
booking her plane ticket. As she, oh,
yeah.
You live in New York? Oh, wow, what a coincidence.
Yeah. This is,
I'm gonna. Where did you say you lived? I'm going to be there.
Yeah, this is where I happen to be there on June 7th. Be like, I'm out of town June 7th. 17th.
Oh, I meant to say, when do you get back? I get back the 12th. Oh, that's when I'm going to be there.
Yeah, what if my flight gets in? And so so we're like, we're going to go have dinner. She's... I lived right by Penn Station at the time in like one of those weird new high rises. And so she said, because she's like, oh, where do you want to go? And I was like, well, you're taking the train into Penn. just, you know, come to my building, I'll come down.
Right.
And we'll find, you know, we'll find a place. Summer night in New York. So she just, all of a sudden I get a knock on my apartment door. And I don't think, I'm just distracted by the fact that like, oh, girl I'm interested in is here.
Right.
I'm not thinking, I have a doorman. Like, I'm not thinking any of that, you know? And so...
So she should have had to call to get up.
She should have had a call to get up. But I don't know if she talked her way in or whatever it was, or just walked in real confidently, whatever it was, she's at my door. But I'm not thinking through any of that. That is hindsight.
Oh, my God.
And so she, you know, so I'm like, okay, you know, let's head out. And she says, because I had posted a picture, like, the view was crazy good. Mm-hmm. And so I posted a picture of that. And so she's like, oh, you know, let me see the view. I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'm thinking like, okay, good. You know, this is nice and romantic and blah, blah, blah. And so then we're like standing there talking, looking at the view. And then she like goes to kiss me. I'm like, all right, cool. We've been talking for a while. You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
One thing leads to another.
This is all in your apartment.
All in my apartment.
Okay.
One thing leads to another. We end up having sex.
Uh-huh.
And afterward, and by the way, this is before I have any sort of reach in my career.
Right.
This is... Like, I think I literally done, like, a late night spot. Like,
right,
that was
right,
it.
Right,
this was
right.
not a fan trying to get stardom thing.
Right, right.
So she, so afterward, she goes, oh, can I get a pair of boxers? And I was like, oh, are you cold? And, you know, summer in New York, like, how's she cold?
Right.
So she's like, no. And I was like, oh, you're uncomfortable, which I totally get. I do not like sleeping naked. I'm a t-shirt and boxers guy
right,
for sure.
Right, right, right.
And she goes, no, and like laughs. And I go, you want them just to like have them? Like just to
take?
And she goes, yeah. And I go, like a fucking trophy? And she was like, yeah. And like laughed. And I go, I think you got to get dressed and get out of here.
Did you really say that?
Yeah.
She just wanted a pair of your boxers to have?
To have. And I go, I was like, no, absolutely not. So she's like trying to laugh it off. She's like, why not? And I go, you know the guys who like collect women's panties?
Yeah.
That's you.
Ew.
You're that.
Ew.
You are that. And she like refused to believe it, whatever. But okay, fine. So done. It's done. She leaves. We don't go get dinner. It's awkward and weird.
Uh-huh.
So she keeps trying to like stay in touch and message me. And I'm like, I don't ghost people. I think ghosting is really disrespectful.
Yeah.
And it's also cowardly.
Yeah. You're like, politely, I'm going to tell you why this isn't going to work.
Exactly. And just, you know, hey, sorry, not interested.
Because I think later down the line, you're going to want to make a skin suit out of me. So.
Exactly. I'm just going to try to, you know, and I really do think ghosting is, it's disrespectful.
It is. It's
cowardly.
Immature.
It's immature and amateur.
Sure. Yeah.
And so she... But even after I tell her I'm not interested, she still keeps messaging me of like, oh, you know, I just want to stay in touch as friends. And I'm like, I don't need a weird friend.
Yeah.
And so she keeps, you know, she continues to message me. And she eventually, and I'm always like, hey, what are you up to? Busy. You know?
You're like short answers.
Exactly.
Like, couldn't be more.
What are you doing?
Work. Couldn't be more obvious that you didn't want a relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So then, and I've heard of people faking pregnancies to get attention before. So I get a message from her, and she goes, hey, I'm seeing someone new. And I go, great, me too. And she goes, but we need to talk. And I'm like, if this idiot is pregnant,
this
is
going to ruin my life. And this is after one time of hanging out?
Yes.
And did you use a condom when you fucked her?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Every time.
Okay.
And so I don't mean every time with her. I mean every time,
every time.
Like,
yeah.
I don't need to catch or create something.
Right, right.
And so she, so I'm like, if this idiot is pregnant, my life is done.
There's no way.
Like,
unless she was the kind of psycho that would poke a hole in a condom.
There is a way. They're not infallible.
Right, right, right.
You know,
but it's very low chance.
It's incredibly low chance. But at the same time, she's the type of person that could have. Maybe she poked a hole. Maybe she like, grabbed it from me. Like,
took
I don't know what
the fuck
she did.
Fucking squirted it up
exactly.
her pussy.
Yeah, exactly. Just fucking just
turkey
rub a little bit.
Turkey basted it up there. Hey,
yeah,
you have a turkey baster?
Yeah, can I just?
Do you mind if I just borrow it really quick?
Just a quick turkey basting. Just, you know, just a thing I do after sex.
Oh,
I just like to baste.
Gosh.
So I'm like terrified.
Right.
And she's gotten my attention now if she wanted to. And then she tells me, she goes, well, I just went in to get an STD test. And I'm like, oh, I've been tested since we've been together. So I'm a pretty conscientious guy. I'm like, I'm good. Yeah. So whatever you may or may not have, good luck to you.
Yeah.
But you know, you don't need to go through the embarrassing of like, guess what I may have done with me.
Yeah, yeah.
So she continues to tell me this story though, where she tells me that like, she goes, yeah, you know, so my new boyfriend and I she drops the word boyfriend a couple of times, of course. And then she goes, I'm going to be like, well, now I'm interested.
Right, right.
What?
Right.
And so she says that they went in to get tested and the doctor thinks she may have something. And I'm like, may have something? That's not a... It's not how those tests work.
No.
Those tests are precise.
Either yes or no.
Exactly.
It doesn't come up maybe.
Right. There's no
you don't get an AIDS test and they say, it might.
Yeah, maybe. For what? We don't know. If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
What a psycho.
So then she gets even more psycho. She goes, well, they told us right away that it wasn't AIDS. And I go, oh, you've never been tested.
Yeah.
And she was like, how could you say it? I go, if you've ever been tested, you would know that that's not how those tests work.
Right.
First of all, they don't know AIDS right away.
Right.
They don't look at you and be like, well, you're AIDS free.
I mean, they can do a rapid AIDS test, but that's just for AIDS.
And that's also not in 5 minutes in a waiting room.
Right. 15,
you know,
though.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah, but that's not.
But
well,
like,
you sound like you've been through some
shit. I've tested for everything. I'm careful as shit. Yeah.
I test for everything too, but I've never tested to the point where I'm like, I need to know now.
Yeah.
Well, I've never been that scared.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, you haven't been tested. I was like, you should, first of all, you should go get tested.
Right.
But also, like I don't have anything, I'm fine. And like, I just didn't talk to her again. And because then when she messaged me again, I was like, I don't have any interest in talking to you.
Right.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Like, I had to, not just I don't have any interest in dating you. I'm like, please don't message me anymore.
Right. Like, she tried to reel you in on some bullshit.
Yeah, but just the idea of, like, what was the next step of the plan? If I were to be like, oh, no, maybe I have something unspecific also.
She was just
also
trying to, like, get you to hang out and talk.
Get
like
any
like
feedback
any kind
at all.
Of just connection to you. Like that's
yeah.
so sad. And mm-hmm. so then you just blew her off.
And then
right?
yeah, absolutely.
You were done.
Yeah. And then I ended up marrying the girl I was seeing at the time. So I mean we're divorced
How
now.
How long
but,
were you married for?
5.5 years.
Do you have kids?
No.
No kids.
No kids.
Did you want kids?
I didn't at first.
Okay.
And then when my dad passed, I started thinking like
Sorry.
Thank you. I started thinking, like, I want to be for someone what he was for me.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to have kids in, like, a selfish situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, there's so many people who just want, you know, want a second version of their life.
Or someone to take care of them when they're old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I used to do a joke about that, about the idea of, like, you know, raising a kid costs $250,000.
Yeah.
So instead of having two kids, I'm going to have $500,000.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to use that money to hire your kids to take care of me.
Yeah.
Because you don't plan.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. That's how it works.
That's a good way to think about it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I don't need to.
So if you don't mind me asking,
yeah.
Why did you guys get divorced? I know that's kind of a personal question. So you can say, I don't want to answer that, Brittany, and respect my boundaries.
I will answer it because I just want to be respectful of her.
Of course.
Like she's not in the business.
Right.
So. You know, we just realized that we would be better off separate. We had a perfectly amicable divorce. We didn't even have a lawyer.
Wow.
We got divorced on LegalZoom. It was funny. We met.
Shout out to LegalZoom.
So we met. I'll take them
that
as a sponsor.
Shit works, yeah.
So we met on JDate, and
oh
we
my
were
God.
And we were on their billboard in Times
J-Date.
Square.
JDate, you were on the billboard.
We were on the JDate billboard.
They were so proud to have you guys.
They were very proud. I think they were partly proud because I don't look stereotypically Jewish,
right?
And they were like, "Look, diversity, kind of." And so,
a
like,
redhead's the most diversity a
exactly.
Jewish community can get.
Oh my God, a tall redhead? They were like, look, it's completely different.
Right.
And so, yeah, we were on a billboard, and so my friends joked around that like now we should be on the billboards for LegalZoom.
Oh my God, that would be so funny.
We should just
funny.
Show the JDate billboard ripped in half and just be like, LegalZoom.
Stop.
When things don't work out, yeah.
I
would totally
okay?
do it.
Were you sad?
Oh, there were 2 days that were very, very difficult.
2 days?
Look, nothing was easy.
Damn,
men are
fucking savages.
No.
Yeah, that was like 3 hours where I was kind of bummed. Then I was like, whatever, man, now I can fuck bitches.
I don't mean...
Dead.
Look.
It's okay, I'm just putting words in your mouth.
I didn't disagree with them, but like, right. no, they're... when I say 2 days, I don't mean it took 2 days. I mean, there were two specific days through the course
it
of it
really hard.
Where I was like a wreck.
Yeah.
Where one was the day I had a, because I just hit the road.
Right.
And when I came back and packed up my stuff, and we had three dogs.
Aww.
One of them was basically mine, which is Walter, who's still my dog. And the other two, I used to joke that I was their mother's boyfriend.
Right. Like, because they were hers.
Right. I loved them.
Right.
But they were more hers.
Right.
And so, but saying goodbye to them was very, very difficult. Like, when I went back, I packed up my stuff. And once the car was packed, I went back in specifically to say goodbye to the dogs. And, like, that was really tough.
You, like, hugged them longer than you hugged her.
It was, yeah, absolutely. No, she wasn't there. We were smart about that,
okay,
you know?
Okay.
But then, and then the other day was I went through some really crazy shit on the road where I don't think we have time for the whole story. Someone got murdered at my hotel.
What?
Yeah.
While you were at the hotel?
I was not at the hotel. I came back to find, it's actually the story I opened my last special with, because I came back to find 52 police cars surrounding the hotel.
Okay, where can people watch the special?
It's called Secret Optimist, and it's free on YouTube or Amazon Prime.
Secret Optimist, guys, on YouTube. Go check it out so you can check out Steve Hofstetter. That way they'll have a reason to go on YouTube and look at you.
That.
You guys might already be on YouTube right now watching this, or you're listening, which I appreciate. And I've loved having you here today.
Thank you very much.
I know it's time me to fucking wrap up, but I want to shout out your podcast, which is called Failing Forward.
Failing Forward. We got to get you on.
I would love to come on. So Steve has a podcast. So Steve has a podcast called Failing Forward.
I have there's definitely something called the podcast
forward.
For sure.
With a T. No, I'm just kidding. It's Failing Forward.
If there's not something called a podcast, absolutely
podcast.
Someone's going to start the podcast.
No, there's totally a podcast. So Failing Forward is about people who are successful now, but the things that have happened to them
we basically get stories of people fucking up or having the world, you know, the rug pulled out from under them. The idea, so the first episode, so Danny Jollis tells a great story about getting replaced in a huge commercial campaign by a cartoon polar bear.
Oh, man.
Dan Adute had an entire season of a sitcom he shot for a broadcast network that was pulled because the showrunner killed himself. It's crazy stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And just like stuff that could have changed your life for the better and it just didn't work
out. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people have to go check it out, called Failing Forward on iTunes.
And wherever good podcasts
are available.
We're both on Studio 71. I'm sure it's on the same.
And wherever you listen to podcasts. Steve, thank you for being here today.
Brittany, thanks for having me on.
It was so fun.
This
and I'm
great.
Sorry I was a little bit late on the way here.
You were not
all the
forgiven.
Way from Calabasas. I know.
But,
don't forgive me.
I got
I don't
to hang out
it.
With your dog. I'm perfectly fine with it.
Okay, guys, make sure to like and subscribe. As much as I hate saying that, I appreciate all of your feedback and love and comments, and I read them all. And I'm so grateful for all of the wonderful reviews on iTunes. There's like over 1,000 nice reviews that
That's
are
amazing.
So great. There's a couple mean ones, but you know what? Fuck that. I love those too.
I still
love
feel
all
bad
of them.
About writing those. I'm sorry.
Oh, fucking Steve. I knew it was you. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we will be back next week with another episode of Worst Firsts. See ya.
Thanks for having me on.
Yay,
yeah, this was
awesome.
A ton of fun. Thank you.